You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Jon Stewart.
Program prepared for you tonight. Gary Clark Jr. is going to be here later to do a little bit of music. We're going to get the smoke machine going. But before we get to that, let's bring a little meaning into all our lives. Let's get to... I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's get to the big news today. Breathless anticipation at Trump Tower over an important and perhaps earth-shaking development in the world of former President Donald J. Trump.
Celebrations are underway for former President Trump after claiming he won two golf trophies at his West Palm Beach club.
That's right, woke libs. You think Donald Trump's a loser? Well, would a loser brag about winning a golf tournament at his own course? I don't think so. Although, obviously, Trump has an advantage playing golf, it's difficult for his opponents to stay focused when they spend all that time staring at that ass. Come on. A lot of times, golfers let you grab them by the asshole. They love it if you're a celebrity. That's the worst Trump impression in the history of Trump impressions. Actually, Trump, one of the few talented golfers who has a thick ass and a front butt. He has a front butt. So what it does is the butt and the front butt become like a big, like a big ball, the back and the front. It helps with the center of gravity. It's like being on a hippity hop. But I'm kidding, of course. Congratulations to Donald Trump on winning the Trump Cup. I'm actually talking about today's big Trump legal development.
The clock is ticking for former President Donald Trump. He'll need to post a nearly $500 million bond in order to satisfy his New York civil fraud case judgment. Otherwise, the state could begin seizing properties to pay for it.
Damn! That's right. All week, we sat with breathless anticipation to see if Trump had $454 million in his wallet. Or would Trump Tower be turned over to New York City to perhaps ease our terrible housing crunch? Or more likely, do what they always do, another shitty Walgreens. I think another shitty Walgreens whose shelves are bare from the rogue bands of shoplifters. Thanks a lot, David Dinkins. Very small percentage of the audience who will understand what I just said. But the ones that do, as you can imagine, the prospect of Trump being held accountable for what would be the first time had the media enthralled.
Donald Trump is running out of time to find $464 million.
The former president's legal problems may finally be catching up with him.
Could this be the beginning of the end for Trump's business empire?
But it does seem as though we are getting closer.
Trump feeling the walls closing in on him. Panic mode, I'm told, is setting in.
I think we're going to be writing a version of an obituary of the Trump organization.
R.I.P. the Trump organization. It died as it lived. Fraudulently. Look, folks, it is very difficult to come back from an obituary. It looks like it's the end of the line for Donald J. Trump, Esquire. No way! He comes up with $500 million by the end of the day. I've been saving this since 2016. And it's finally here. And it's finally here. Judgment Day!
Moments ago, the former president got a financial lifeline from a New York appeals court.
This isn't gonna be good.
It reduced the bond he must pay in the civil fraud case from more than $450 million to $175 million and gave him more time to pay for it.
Well, that's still something. That's 10 days to come up with $175 million? I mean, unless he's about to come and do a shit ton of money, I don't see how he does that.
The recent merger of Truth Social could net the former president some $3 billion.
Motherfucker! That is New Year's Eve. Oh. You know what? Let's take a step back. What did Trump actually do to earn this penalty? Well, it turns out that for a decade, whenever Trump wanted to get a loan or make a deal, he would illegally inflate the value of his real estate. For instance, suggesting that his 11,000-square-foot penthouse was a 30,000-square-foot penthouse. I guess somehow including the sky in the calculation. We all do it. I mean, in my license, I'm not listed as 5'7", you know. I'm listed as 30,000 square feet. And thank you. And the Attorney General of New York knew that Trump's property values were inflated because when it came time to pay taxes, Trump undervalued the very same properties. It was all part of a very sophisticated real estate practice known as lying. So the judge calculated that the value that he gained from the lying with interest was around $454 million. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, that sounds pretty straightforward. Whatever gains you got from lying, you have to pay back. Well, that's because you're a f***ing idiot. If you knew anything about business, if you had an MBA, you'd know. You're a f***ing idiot.
We're talking about a victimless crime. They find an ordinance or a law that has never been used ever before in anyone else.
He's committed bank fraud where there's no victim. It makes no sense.
No victims. There was no victim. The ruling is blatantly unfair.
That didn't go over very well with the investment community because we're all asking each other, who's next?
Ah, who's next? The persecuted minority of the investment community. First they came for the arbitrageurs, and I said nothing. For I was not an arbitrageur. And then they came for the quants, which I could be. I don't know what a quant is. But I am surprised to hear this from Kevin O'Leary, a guy who's such an asshole. Wait. That even the other people on Shark Tank thinks he's an asshole. Now, he's very chill. I'm surprised to hear that he's so chill about overvaluing something that he thinks is victimless, because when someone tries to do that to him...
Which one of you do I absolutely tear to pieces now on a $28 million valuation?
You think this is worth $10 million?
Absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to rip you to pieces. Are you absolutely out of your mind?
Your valuation's insane.
Your valuation's crazy. I think that's a crazy valuation.
I think your valuation is stinky poo-poo.
Oh, no, you didn't. Canadians are so vulgar. How is he not this mad about overvaluations in the real world? Because they are not victimless crimes. First, the banks got paid back at lower interest rates. Although, to be honest, who gives a shit? But second, money isn't infinite. A loan that goes to the liar doesn't go to someone who's giving a more honest evaluation. So the system becomes incentivized for corruption. And this is part of a different Trump fraud case, but avoiding taxes hurts all of us. Donald Trump shenanigans cost the city of New York. And to be honest, and let's be frank here, that is money that the city of New York could have used to build more Walgreens. Now, some blocks only have two of them. Leave it to Kevin O'Leary to be unaware enough to say the quiet part out loud.
I hear about the so-called victimless crimes, but the laws on the books, falsification of business records in second degree, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, conspiracy, and all these different aspects of it, those are actual crimes. I take it your point is that these should not have been prosecuted?
Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city. This has never, ever been prosecuted.
There is a theory in law that if enough people commit a crime, it automatically becomes legal. You're familiar with The Purge, are you not? The f***ing entitled arrogance. I don't know if you know this, but most people just can't commit fraud and expect to face no repercussions, even if everyone's doing it. Try getting a car loan by saying you have 10 times as much money as you really do, or claim 20 dependents when you have no children, or say you make slightly less money to qualify for food assistance. I will guarantee you there are not just financial consequences for those lies, but criminal ones. But don't tell that to the investment community, because in their minds, in pursuit of profit, there is no rule that cannot be bent. There is no principle that cannot be undercut, as long as you and your f***ing friends are making money. And the only immoral practice... Hold on, I'm not done. If I could... Wait. If I could raise my chair up, I would. Apparently, the only immoral practice in the capitalist system is to use that money for people who may need it.
Fraud, waste, and abuse, people never want to be honest about, but a lot of these parents will, you know, they abuse the system. A lot of them are encouraged to abuse the system.
Where do you think the money that you get for food stamps and other things come? Who do you think pays that money? Your health care. You're taking their money and you just don't seem to care.
The guy who walks out of the store with a bag of food, is he entitled to it? Because food is a necessity and he doesn't have enough of it?
You nutrition needing motherfuckers. Bringing our system to its knees. Stealing is only justified when you already have too much. Ultimately, whether or not Trump is a victim of selective prosecution is going to be a matter for the Supreme Court to decide. Luckily, that is an institution which still holds the trust of the American people because of its integrity.
For years, Justice Clarence Thomas has secretly accepted luxury gifts from a GOP mega donor, Harlan Crow. Gifts like private jet flights, luxury yacht cruises. And according to the report, the Supreme Court justice never reported them on annual financial disclosures.
Victimless! It's a victimless crime! Oh, f*** it. When we come back, Gary Clark Jr. will be joining me on the show. Don't go away.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like,
meh, then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
On the Mike Rose Show, my guest tonight, a Grammy Award-winning musician. His new album is called JPEG Raw. Please welcome Gary Clark Jr. Gary, so you know how much I love your music and what you do.
I've heard.
You have heard. I bother Gary actually quite frequently because I'm such a fan of yours and because I love the music. But this album, JPEG Raw, is a masterpiece.
Thank you.
Like, you killed it, dude. It's so good.
Thank you. I kind of felt that way, but it's good to hear somebody say it out loud.
Because it is a not solitary process, but you don't have people really responding live or anything. You're writing, I guess, in a environment without an audience.
Yeah. Which is kind of terrifying.
Right.
Because in my own world, I think it's the best thing ever. But you never know till album drop days, and people can be like, nah, we don't want it. But it's been good so far.
You could always, if you needed reinforcement or any kind of comment, obviously, you have my number.
Yeah.
And you're more than welcome to use it.
Okay. Well, here, Brett, you doing this drumming thing, so.
I'm killing it.
If we need a backup.
Oh.
That'd be a catch.
And I have a van if we need to travel to do stuff.
Absolutely, that's important.
The band that I'm in, first of all, I'm not the youngest or oldest person in it. And second of all, I'm not even the best drummer in it.
That's okay.
You think so?
That's okay. You'll be fine.
All right. Yeah. I'm very appreciative of that. I'm so glad that you've offered for us to open up for you on the road. Okay. We just started writing music. I'm telling you, though, man, what I love about this album, too, is, like, you know, there's the Gary Clark Jr. thing, like that distorted hard drive and blues. This album is every generation, every decade of Americana music is in it, man. Like, was that intentional? I mean, you croon on this, the falsetto, like, there's glam rock. Like, it's, you're banging it.
Yeah, well, we did this record mostly was written during the pandemic. So I was by myself in a very smoky room, doing whatever I wanted.
Oh, so the room is on fire?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you were just letting yourself go to every place musically or artistically that you want to go?
Well, I decided during that time, well, there was no one saying Gary Clark Jr., the guitar player, any of that stuff. I kind of been pushed into being this guy who's like the savior of the blues, and the blues is going to be fine. It's a music that will stand the test of time. Like, it's everything's cool.
True.
Right?
I will say this. People will always be sad. But the other stuff, man, you hit a falsetto, and I was like, I didn't even know you had that.
Well, man, when I was a kid, I had an R&B group. It's called Young Soul with a buddy of mine, Robbie Sublett. And we used to sing, like, R&B songs. So we would sing Boys to Men, As Yet, All for One, Mister. And so Robbie was, like, this amazing, good-looking kid, superstar. Right. All the girls loved him. And I was, like, his backup singer, right, basically. But we were a group. And
yeah, you're not any of those things.
So I thought I was going to be an R&B singer.
Right.
And then he ended up moving to France. And my friend Eve had a guitar down the street, and she was like, come hang out with us. And I grew up as a kid listening to R&B music, Curtis Mayfield, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, all that kind of stuff.
So what was it like when Stevie Wonder, so Stevie Wonder's on this record.
Yes, he
which is.
Which
is bananas. What was it when, now, did you reach out to Stevie Wonder and say, hey man, I've been a fan since I was a kid. Any chance you might want to jump in, or?
No, he actually called me.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder FaceTimed me.
Stevie Wonder did what?
Stevie Wonder FaceTimed me.
He FaceTimed you.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I'm just gonna avoid that. What was the impetus? Did he just say, like, hey man, I've heard your stuff, I love it? Like, what was the impetus?
He had called me to do a song on his record. It was Where's Our Love Song on a record he released in 2020. And then soon after that, everything was kind of going crazy and I was frustrated. There was no outlet. I wasn't out seeing people. I was just in my phone. And then I got to recording a video of me kind of going, what the hell's going on? Like, you know,
just in the world.
In the world. It's like, what are we going to do? You know, I was frustrated. I was a little angry. I was concerned, but always with a sense of hope. So he FaceTimes me, and he always says my name really weird. It's funny. He goes, Gary! Gary! I don't know where that comes from, but so that's my name now.
Gary!
But so he called me and said, I heard what you were saying. I see you. Let's make a song about it. He said, as a matter of fact, I have an idea. There's a song called What About the Children? He's like, I'm gonna send you a voice memo. You want to collab? I'm like, what am I gonna say? No, like,
right.
Of course. So he sends me a demo, and I get to working on the record with my band in the studio. We go back and forth, and I said, well, will you sing on it now? And not only does he sing on it, he plays beautiful harmonica. He plays clavinet. He hadn't played clav in I think 30 something years.
Really?
He's a classic Stevie. But, like, in the future. It's amazing. He's 80-something years old. And
is he really?
And I thought that I was working hard in the studio. And if you ever think you're doing too much, watch Stevie Wonder work.
It's really?
Incredible. Yeah, it's incredible.
And it's still just joyful. I mean, the one thing about Stevie Wonder is when he plays, boy, do you feel the joy, you see the joy. It just emanates off of him.
Absolutely. He's tapped into something that I don't think that many people are able to tap into. You know?
Right. What a joy to be able to work with that. And then you got George Clinton. We had George Clinton come on. This must have been 10 or 11 years ago. And I just remember that day being like, is George here yet? Like, no. George Clinton, he's like, no, I think he's in a van coming up the turnpike. Like, it was one of those, like, a dude named Shaky was driving him. And, like, nobody really knew what was happening.
The dude named Shaky, though, is always the most solid you can depend on.
That's probably the truth. The song Habits.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a song about struggles.
Yeah.
You know, just really struggles, my personal struggles. It's something that I've always kind of been shy about expressing. You
right.
know, it's, in this world, it's like the flex and everything's cool and everything's rah, rah, rah. And, you know, you post the trophies and the great times and all.
Golf tournament. If you win a golf tournament, you put that right out there.
Congratulations.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you win that?
Yeah, yeah. So don't worry about anything else is going on. I won this thing twice, right? So it was, you know, I've had my struggles over the years. I got into the business as a young person, 14.
Right.
And older folks they taught me how to drink. They taught me how to smoke. And, you know, I've had my battles ever since. And you know, I've had some losses in my life, and right. just being really honest about it. So I've got habits that I just can't break. When I think about it, I start to shake.
It's a beautiful song, man.
It's real and it's raw, and I hate to like make everybody sad, but I think it's cool to.
It's fantastic, and it's, you know, there's also a certain courage in just saying like, hey man, and this song is 9 minutes, and it's worth every minute. It's worth every second.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you. Well, we actually chopped off a 2 minute intro, so.
I felt it was lacking something.
Yeah.
No, I felt that in the beginning.
There's more.
No, it's fantastic. It's always such a pleasure to see you, man.
Likewise. Thanks.
Man, you're such a good man. JPEG Raw, it's available now. We'll be right back after this.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Oh, that's our show for tonight. Before we go, we're going to check in your host for the rest of the week, Mr. Jordan Klepper. Hey!
Hey!
What? Tell me this. What are you going to be talking about this week?
Oh, John, I got to tell you, it'll be a bittersweet week, as it will be my last week at the show.
What?
Yes. Before I transition to my new job, you're looking at the new CEO of Boeing.
You don't have I wouldn't applaud that because you don't have, and I don't mean this to disparage, do you have any experience in aeronautics or business or anything?
No.
Okay.
But I brought this wrench to the interview, and they were like, oh, my God, you have exactly what we've been looking for.
Can't be worse than what they had. Jordan Klepper all this week, everybody. Here it is, your moment is on.
None of this would be happening if Donald Trump wasn't running for president. They've issued 91 indictments against Donald Trump. Charles Manson faced 10.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.